Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about how to keep your salads on the lean side.
No mayo dressings.
Oh, look, you're killing me.
Right? Is that in there?
What is this? Guess.
I like to guess. That's what I do.
No, I don't want to do that.
So more mayo.
That's it. That's all I wanted to do. That's the one I want to talk about. That's it. That's all I got. No.
That's all?
Summertime is great for salads, and a lot of times people don't have enough time. They want to spend more time working out outside, right, Lee? Like you and your family.
Yeah.
You're going walking a lot with the family. You barely have time to make dinner.
Barely.
By the time you guys sit down to dinner, what's it, 9, 10 o'clock already?
Sometimes.
So the only thing you really need to do is to make a salad. But here's the problem with salads. Sometimes you make those salads.
You might as well be eating ice cream sundaes.
That's right.
The way some people make
exactly.
salads.
Exactly. So one of the things that people like to do, the heavy ingredients they like to throw on the bacon, they like to throw on the croutons have a lot of calories. The creamy dressings have a ton of calories. And before you know it, you're up to like eating a Big Mac. So let's talk about some of those things. First of all, when you talk about croutons, what are we really talking about?
A crunch.
We're talking about a crunch, right?
Exactly.
So we're talking about a crunch. We're not talking about, so we got to find something that's going to replace a crunch.
Celery. How about that?
Well, when we look at celery and we look at croutons, it's got the crunch, but maybe not the same taste. Maybe some sunflower seeds. You're looking for some crunch. Get some sunflower seeds. Throw them on there. That'll give you that crunchy feeling. Also, it's a great source of protein. But again, you want to get the crunch. You can use celery, like you were talking about. You can use cucumbers, another crunchy flavor
cucumbers?
As well. Yeah, well, it's
no,
crunchy.
They're not crunchy.
Yeah, they are.
No.
Cucumbers?
Maybe.
That's not a crunch?
Well,
when was the last
celery
time you
is a crunch. Cucumbers.
I can't
moderate.
Believe you're going to argue
it's
with me about the crunch.
Moderately crunchy.
I can't believe that. All right. So that's one thing for the crunch. Now, what about when we talk about some of the things like bacon? You know, something that
bacon,
we can replace with bacon.
Tough to,
well, look.
What are you going to do for that?
Well,
that's a tough one.
One of the things that you can do with trying to get something that has a little bit more substance is how about throwing in a little bit of grilled chicken? Or maybe how about even some grilled tofu? You know,
that
tastes
ridiculous.
Good. You don't like
no
grilled
one will
tofu?
Do that.
Yeah, what about grilled chicken?
Yeah, but that,
what about grilled turkey? What about some turkey?
Any meat and bacon, those you can't compare it. Like bacon and
how
the
can
salad
you not compare
isn't a garnish.
Bacon? Isn't bacon
it's not
a meat?
The main thing.
Isn't bacon
no,
a meat?
It's a flavor.
It's a flavor?
Yeah.
It's got a lot of calories to it. I'm trying to replace that with substance. And another thing with the dressings. You know, when you start putting in all of these stuff like...
Just go with balsamic vinegar. That's the only dressing you need.
No, you don't need any dressing.
Balsamic vinegar has like no calories and a ton of flavor.
You're right. The vinegar does have a ton of flavor too. But one of the things you can do is by the time you start adding in your sunflower seeds, how about hearts of palm? Throwing in some... There's a little bit of crunch too. Hearts of palm?
Yeah.
And you can even throw in a little bit of avocado. You don't need to throw in the whole avocado.
No, but that's...
Take about a half an avocado.
Instead of a creamy dressing.
Yeah, there you go. Throw in an avocado and, maybe even some beans, some black beans. How about some garbanzo beans? How come there's two names for beans? Garbanzo and chickpeas. Why do they have two names? Why are there... Black beans have one name, black beans.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, but you can use all those things. Makes a wonderful salad, even some... to add a little bit more volume to it, you can add some spinach to it as well. But when you start adding all those things, you're gonna see. And also, you want something that has a strong flavor too. Asparagus has a strong flavor to it. Add things that have strong flavors to it. Bell peppers have strong flavors to them. Add that as well. Lots of ingredients without the excess calories. I'm telling you, you're going to have a great salad if you do those things.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy is your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.